Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good point by a texter. Y'all, me and Seth, this is a texter talking. Y'all need to discuss hardcore whether or not Christian Walker is in the circle of trust. You guys discussing Altuve yesterday woke him up last night. That's true. I would give us, if I had, you know, Altuve hits two home runs last night, just hours after Seth and I left him out of the very first Payne and Pendergast circle of trust of the 2025 season. I would say you and I get probably 85% credit for those two home runs last night.
That's, you know, fair, I guess. Yeah, I could go down to 85%.
85%. I mean, there's other elements in there. I don't care to mention them by name or give them any attention because we deserve all the attention. But we were probably 85% responsible, I would say.
We kind of joke about, because we've done this a couple times with Alex Bregman, where we finally booted him out of the circle of trust and then he immediately turned it around. I mean, some of that is, with Altuve, Bregman, guys like that, we're so reluctant to push them out that just by random chance, because they are great baseball players, it's going to come around sometime for them. And so all jokes aside about the circle of trust being the cause of him coming out of his slump, there was no part of me that thought Altuve was going to continue having the same numbers over the course of the second two-thirds of the season. Now, I don't know if he's definitively out of his slump right now, but at some point it's going to turn around for him, and maybe it was last night.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because it was jarring seeing his average at like 236 and 235 over the last few days. You know, it's been a rough May for him.
Christian Walker, I don't know if Baseball Reference updated their stats yet, because he's still at a 199 batting average.
He's down to 198 now. I'm looking at the box score for last night's game. He went 1-for-5 last night. Maybe 0-for-5. I forget what it was. He's down to 198, I think.
So at the very least.
Down a point.
Sorry, everybody. We're not going to put Christian Walker in until he's above 200.
Above the Mendoza line. That's right. Yeah. Got to be above the Mendoza line. So there's that. So the Astros this weekend have the Mariners for three more games. These are the pitching matchups. Ryan Gusto versus Emerson Hancock, who neither have put a huge imprint on their teams. Gusto's 3-2. He was bad his last time out, so he's trying to bounce back.
I feel good about this matchup.
I actually
do, too. Hancock's a guy. It's his third year in the league. He hasn't pitched a whole bunch. He's like a 4-plus ERA guy.
Yes.
For his career. Right now, he's 6-something, but he has only pitched like 29 innings.
Framber Valdez is pitching on Saturday against Wu, Brian Wu, who's 5-1 with a 2.65 ERA. Yeah, that's ace type numbers right now for Seattle. So that one, if we're getting the Framber that we've been getting more of lately, Seth, that one should be a really good pitching matchup on Saturday. I think that game starts at maybe 6:00. That's when you can make dinner plans at like 8:30 and feel like, oh no, wait, sorry, it's a 3:10 start. So you can make early dinner plans if you want.
On Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. Sorry, yeah, on Saturday, Framber and Wu. And then it's TBD on Sunday. Neither team has announced who's starting on Sunday. If I had three wishes for this weekend, it would be that we get the version of Framber that we've been seeing more of lately, the one that's giving you quality starts really good starts two starts ago, eight innings, and then he gave you seven innings last time out. I would say that version of Framber. I would say whoever is pitching on Sunday, because it's going to be one of these Colton Gordon, Brandon Walter characters probably, yeah, that they give you just enough to keep you in the game. I don't want to get greedy. Like, give us what you've been giving us in these starts. Four or five innings that doesn't let the game get out of reach or out of control. And then my third one, Yordan. I want a Yordan return this week.
Oh, it'd be nice if Yordan came back on
Saturday.
That's
my wish, man.
Yes.
Genie, yeah, that is my wish. That's all
this
I
is
want.
Look, the Mariners are ahead of you in the standings right now, but they're not a team that – their pitching is not as good as the Astros. Nice. The Astros, when healthy, were incredible. The bullpen's still healthy.
Yep.
And you didn't have to – even though you used four relievers last night, you didn't have to use your big guns. So these next three games are about as – I've got as much wrapped up emotionally in these next three games as I possibly could this early in the season.
Yes.
Just because
it's
you're
a big series,
you're,
man.
You're going up against – this is very much like last year when, okay, man, you can really start looking like a different baseball team.
Yeah.
And doing it versus a good opponent.
Yep.
This could mean a lot.
These games count as two games right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you lose that game last night. You're down 4.5 games in the standings. You know, now you're 2.5 and – again, it's early, but you don't want to be in the situation you were in last year. You're not going to come back from a 10-game deficit 2 years in a row the way that they stormed back last year. I just don't think this team has enough firepower to do it, you know,
yeah,
to storm back the way they did last year. So we've got that. We should congratulate Amen Thompson, first team all defense in the
yeah
NBA. That
yeah
was good to see. Good to see him getting a little recognition. If we can get Victor Wembanyama abducted by aliens, I think Amen Thompson could be a defensive player of the year at some point in the future. The only reason Wemby didn't win that is because he had the blood clots. But that was cool to see. Amen Thompson, watching these playoffs, Seth, watching OKC and Minnesota, and I can't wait for the Pacers and the Knicks tonight on the heels of what happened two nights ago with that choke job by the Knicks. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is playing. He was named MVP earlier this week. He's playing like an MVP in this series. He scored something like 38 points last night, 12 of 21 from the field, got to the free throw line 15 times like he has been. You can debate whether or not the way he plays, his style is for you or not. There's a lot of flopping going on. He's a really good player. If the Rockets can improve next year the way that the Oklahoma City Thunder improved this year, maybe I'm not talking winning 68 games for the Rockets. They were the 2 seed already. But if they can improve to the degree that they're making deep runs in the playoffs, I am here for a 7-game series of Amen Thompson checking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that would be a good
super
time.
Fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
But I'd predict that we won't be happy with the officials.
That is a solid prediction.
Yeah, it's going to be annoying. The officials will end up being a huge discussion.
Yep, yep. But watching those two go against each other, I mean, it's already fun in the regular season, but man, in a 7-game series, that chess match, that'll be fun.
So he ends up being the MVP.
Yes.
And did he buy anything nice?
He
for
bought his
the
teammates.
Around him?
Yeah, he got his teammates gift baskets. How about this? Now, he should be getting them gift baskets. When you're named MVP or first-team All-NBA, there's rules with the salary cap where all of a sudden you're guaranteed a certain percentage of the cap. He's in line to sign an extension, a Supermax, for $76 million a year. We're getting close to the $1 million per game, our first $1 million per game player. $76 million in OKC.
$76 million?
He should be buying gift baskets like this. He got his teammates each a gift basket with a Rolex watch, new iPhones, so that would be the iPhone 16, I believe, the latest Beats by Dre headphones, and then I'm probably going to be showing my age here, Canada Goose jackets, custom embroidered.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice. You would recognize one if you saw them. Whenever we go anywhere up north, it's those super warm-looking coats with a goose on the, they've got like a goose logo of some sort on them.
Oh, okay.
I wore my brother-in-law's once, and I felt like the cock of the walk. I did.
Oh, yeah. These are nice. They're kind of the ones I'm looking at are kind of puffy. They're puffy jackets. Okay.
They're super warm. Incredibly warm.
Okay. I wouldn't get those if I was living in Houston for my teammates.
It wouldn't be worth it for Houston.
Yeah, yeah. So. When Alperen Şengün wins an MVP, I would suggest against the Canada Goose Jackets. But good job by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Other than your flopping nature, I really, really like you. So there's that. And I'm excited to watch that this weekend. We have a texter saying, Seth, this goes back to Take-A-Mania at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Our bad take of the week segment where Andrew Perloff of Infinity Sports Network has now held the title for three straight weeks with his take about Steph Curry's hamstring. Texter says you're going to have to put that Perloff take in the Hall of Fame for to keep the segment going because it may never lose.
We're thinking about putting a cap on how long you can hold the current title.
Yeah.
And because we're going to have our end of the year tournament. And because honestly, I feel like Cataldi's, I don't know. If I hadn't gotten bored of it, it might still be the champion today.
Yeah.
So him calling Andy Reid an all-time fraud of American sports.
Yeah.
So I think 4 weeks might be the limit.
We need term limits. We need term limits on the champion of Take-A-Mania. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 weeks. So I think we're on three with Perloff right now.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll give him one more week and see if somebody can come up big this week.
Come on. We need you idiots out there to really start talking on social media over the next few days. Give us
like
some material.
You and I are turning a little bit into like freezing cold takes where people like freezing cold takes became such a big account that I feel like he has to spend 4 hours a day sifting through all of the suggestions he gets from people.
He wrote a book.
We're obviously not on that level, and yet we get a lot of suggestions from
people.
Yeah.
And
keep forwarding it to us
when
you see something.
Yes. Yeah. These are freezing cold takes is usually when they look back with retrospect. This we need current ones that are relevant right now. So, yes, that's a good suggestion, Seth.
Crowdsource this.
Crowdsource it. It saves us
between
a lot of
AI work. And crowdsourcing, I'm planning on only working 90 minutes a day sometime in the near future.
Same here. Same here.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Guess who's here? In the loop is here. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula. Gentlemen, how are we feeling?
Hello, friends.
Feeling good? Yeah.
Hello, friends. Don't say that to Ron Hughley. He's not a big Jim Nance guy.
Yes,
you know that.
That is
I didn't pick up on that.
What's going on?
Astros?
Yeah.
Actually, the question of the day has something to do with the broadcast.
Well, let's go.
And maybe Jim Nance is your answer. I know it's not show's answer.
Okay.
And that is... Obviously, Around the Horns, final episode is today.
It's today, man. 21-year run over.
And I didn't give you a heads up on this one, so I want to get that immediate reaction.
Up.
You did?
Yeah.
What broadcaster or sports show inspired your love for sports the most?
Yeah, I don't even need a heads up for that one. Like, my love for sports would be all the announcers I grew up
like play
listening
by play
to.
Guy.
Play-by-play. Yeah, yeah. The play-by-play guy for the Hartford Whalers, Chuck Caton.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is a hard sport to do on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Hard sport to do. He was amazing. He's like the voice of my childhood. As far as my love for sports talk radio, an old guy by the name of Arnold Dean in Hartford, Connecticut,
okay,
was the first sports talk show I ever listened to. It was an hour long on WTIC, our sister station up in Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It's an Odyssey station. And I was a kid at like 11 years old, and I tuned in one. I was on at like 6:30 at night after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hold on. Because I was used to listening to music on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, there's a format? I'm sure I didn't use that word at 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, wow, I can listen to people talk about sports, and I can call in and talk to them. And I learned quickly that you can't call in if you sound like you're 11 years old.
I have a very similar story, but finish yours.
Yeah, so Arnold Dean, and then obviously, I mean, people who know my path into getting into mm-hmm. radio eventually, like Jim Rome. Was huge in, as both as a listener and as an influence in, mm-hmm. in my career. So those are mine.
What's a, it's fueled our love for how specifically? For what?
Sports.
For
just
sports.
In general, man.
Sports.
Yeah. I guess I would have to put the one I can remember the most is just Al Michaels. Because he was Monday Night Football through the age at which I started trying to stay up to watch Monday Night Football. It was Al Michaels. Like he was 86 through like 2000, like the 2005 or so.
Yeah.
So yeah, Al Michaels.
Al Michaels is a good one. Keith Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
Keith Jackson for college football, 100%. Yeah. So that's a good one too. I was a big baseball. Like baseball is my favorite sport as a kid. It's football now, but it was baseball back then. So the game of the week on NBC, we didn't have cable back in the 80s. We didn't get cable till like my senior year in high school.
Yeah.
Joe Garagiola and Tony Kubek on the game of the week on NBC. Those were made me love baseball.
And it's funny how you localize it because one of the ones that clearly like not only influenced my love of sports, but basketball is a guy that nobody knows. Terry Stembridge.
I have no idea.
He was the play-by-play guy of the Dallas Chaparrals.
Was that an ABA team?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And then when the Chaparrals moved to San Antonio and became the Spurs, he moved too and was a play-by-play guy of the Spurs.
Oh.
And, you know, that's the only way I could, you know, we didn't go to a lot of games.
Yeah,
So we listened to him. And speaking of talk shows, their post-game show was call-in.
Oh, yeah.
Like just call-in. And I was 10, 11, 12
you
years
called?
Old. Oh, all the time.
That's always like a real boomer bust possibility because it's either that the kid is just going to stumble
over like
himself
gold.
And not doing anything, or he's like great for his age.
Did you have good takes?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Enough to not get kicked off the air.
But I know Terry Stembridge was like, he got to actually go, oh, John. He goes, John, he would call me Johnny. Johnny.
Yeah.
That's how old were you when you were calling in?
Maybe, let's see, the ABA moved in 73, so 11, 10, 11?
Yeah, that's about when calling Arnold Dean, and they would say, you need to be 18, and I would be like, I am 18!
And I often wonder if my...
never know.
I often wonder if my love for basketball would have even been close to the same if not for Terry Stembridge.
The voice that's the narrator for all those memories is a big deal. I'm curious, Reggie's, just because you're... You know, you're younger than we are. I'm curious who yours are.
And that's what I was thinking of, because you guys have, like, broadcasters, but I feel like kind of we get more into, like, analysis and stuff as we get closer to now.
Yeah.
And I guess this was still kind of reporter, but you get into that, like, access into players. Inside stuff with Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That was the one for me.
Okay.
Like,
along?
And it was... Can you imagine the moment for a kid who was just like, yo, I love basketball. Ahmad Rashad takes me into these places where I get to understand these players to find out that dude was cold at football. I had no idea. I was like, wait,
he could play.
What?
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad. Bobby Moore.
Ahmad
Rashad.
Oregon.
He was a good football player, man, for the Minnesota Vikings, for sure. Along those lines, this week in baseball.
Oh, big time.
This Mel Allen. This week in baseball. You know who one of mine was, too?
How about that?
This week in baseball, because we didn't, again, there was no internet. The only games I watched were the in-market games with the Red Sox and the Yankees, and then we get the game of the week. Mm-hmm. And the only way I would know about guys like Andre Dawson playing in Montreal was on This Week in Baseball.
We would do it on the playground in elementary school. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you another one real quick. God, I feel I could do this all day long.
Yeah.
Harry Callis, Todd Callis's dad.
Oh, wow.
Was the voice of Notre Dame basketball. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big one for me, too. And Todd sounds so much like his dad.
He does.
Like it's crazy how much he sounds
the other
like
one,
his
sorry,
dad.
I know we're kind of digging in here, but you'll appreciate this because I've never really been a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
But every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, Lindsey Nelson.
Every Sunday morning. It was the only college football I could get on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Lindsey and
highlights.
It's a touchdown.
Right. It wasn't even a live game. It was highlights, right?
Yeah. He would talk about it, too. So that was kind of the talk show element.
Yeah.
And it's a touchdown. That's another one that I always said on the playground.
How about that? All right. So we will seed control of the show. I could stay here and talk old announcers all day long.
Hey, well, 10:40.
You got hot takes to get into here. Seth, have a great weekend, my friend. We're in on Monday, by the way. We're in on Monday, Seth. And
yes,
it's a long
we'll
weekend.
We'll be here. We will on be Memorial. Here. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, though. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, Seth. Antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and as we mourn the loss of the penny, which will stop being produced next year in America.
Yeah. So going to hoard them all.
I know everybody's going to miss them.
You want to
miss all your pennies.
You have to come through me. I'm going to be hoarding every penny I get. Just like usual.
Enjoy them while you got them.
Yep.
That's what I say.
Smoke them while you got them.
Put it on a railroad track while you got them.
That's it. Yeah, those silly machines. All right. We are done. We're out of time. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.